Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Begging all the stations, Papa. Hawk and Crowder simulcast. Brought to you by Orion Fuels at Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Alex Dono and Alex Solana in for Hawk and Crowder today. We got Dan Day in studio as well. Jay Figg is going to join us. We're going to mix it up today on the Searing Pain movie review. We're going to have it in the 4 o'clock hour instead of the 5 o'clock hour. So you don't have to wait as long for Jay Figg. I think that's a good thing. Very good thing. So I heard on the Jim Rome CBS Sports Minute, he touched on something I wanted to get to here as well, Solana, on the Orlando bubble. First thing, Bradley Beal apparently still undecided whether to join the Wizards in the bubble. I mean, obviously, whether or not he goes has huge implications on the Wizards' playoff chances. But Solana, I also wonder if Bradley Beal could be saving his body for that projected Heat-Wizards trade to bring him to Miami. His heart is already in Miami.
That makes sense to me, Dono. I'm all in. I'm all in. And if Bradley Beal's going to conserve his body for a 2020-2021 season alongside Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, which would undoubtedly be the best trio in the NBA next season, then I'm all for it.
Now, what was you sent me that, and this is all rumor and hearsay, but that potential trade where the Heat could acquire Beal. I remember it was Beal and German player Moritz Wagner going to Miami, but who was it that Miami was going to be giving up? I know it included Tyler Hero, but who else did they have in that deal?
So again, this is there's no rumor. This was Bleacher Report's realistic off-season trade projection. So it's not based on any Woj report. It's not Shams reporting anything. It's just pure speculation. But we like pure speculation when there isn't anything going on. Like no play is going on. So we like speculating on Bradley Beal coming to Miami. So this is what Bleacher Report can see realistically happening. A Tyler Hero alongside Duncan Robinson, Andre Iguodala, and Kelly Olynyk trade over to Washington. And like you said, it'd be Moritz Wagner and Bradley Beal coming to Miami.
Man, I got to tell you, as much as I would hate to see Tyler Hero especially and even Duncan Robinson leave the Heat, doesn't bringing in Bradley Beal, even under those circumstances, it gets you closer to a championship, right? And I know that that's what Pat Riley is always looking to do. And I know that a lot of times as basketball fans, we fall in love with these young players, these hot prospects, and there's certainly reason to be excited with Tyler Hero. Like Tyler Hero is an exciting rookie who could have a really bright future, whether it's in Miami or somewhere else. But I've got to think that if parting ways with him is the only way to get Bradley Beal in a Heat uniform, doesn't Beal get you closer to an NBA championship? I mean, even if Tyler Hero continues to improve exponentially over the next couple of years, I think in the short term, Bradley Beal gets you closer to that prize.
Dono, here's the way I look at this. I try to rationalize it. I love Tyler Hero. I think he's going to be, and we've already seen it, right? Like the kid has culture. He bleeds Heat culture. And I love Kendrick Nunn. Like they're a young pairing that every NBA team would dream to just kind of find out of nowhere. Nobody expected Tyler Hero at, 13 overall or 14 overall in the NBA draft to have this kind of an impact this early. Nobody knew Kendrick Nunn. The Golden State Warriors, who are considered one of the greatest NBA franchises right now, had Kendrick Nunn and kind of just gave him away to the Heat. Like, they had no interest in playing him. The Heat have now found Bam Adebayo at 13 in the NBA draft. They found Tyler Hero at 13 in the NBA draft. They found Duncan Robinson and turned him into a crucial role player out of nowhere. They found Derrick Jones Jr. out of nowhere, turned him into a crucial role player, now winning dunk contests at the All-Star game, and he's going to get paid either this offseason or next offseason. They found Kendrick Nunn. He's going to get paid soon. They found Rodney Magruder. I mean, you can go on and on, of course, as my Pitbull alarm rings. It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
All this to say that look at what the Heat have done with their backs against the wall. They were totally in a terrible position with Deion Waiters, James Johnson, the Hassan deal. And look at what they've done. They found diamonds in the rough, not just once, not just twice, but on multiple occasions. We can even go back to when they were handicapped with those Deion deals. Like, they found guys that nobody else in the NBA had saw, and they went totally unnoticed, and the Heat turned them into role players, Rodney Magruder being a perfect example. People come to the Heat, they get into Spo's system, right? They find the culture, and they go get paid somewhere else. That's what the Heat have been doing. And Josh Richardson, Justice Winslow, like, those are all perfect examples. If you can trade some of these guys for Bradley Beal, who I think is not even 27 years old, or he just turned 27.
He just turned 27.
Right. Like, you have to do it. You can land a trio of Bam Adebayo, who we expect to be a top 20 NBA player for the foreseeable future, Jimmy Butler, who right now is a top 20, top 25 NBA player, and pair him with one of the most prolific scorers in the NBA right now, somebody who's a...
You know what I call that? I call that a big three.
Yeah,
It's not the big three, but it's a big three.
Right, and if it comes at the risk of losing Kendrick Nunn, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, guys that we've loved this season, guys that we expect to be great NBA players, right, in their own respect. But Bradley Beal's a great NBA player right now. Jimmy Butler's 31 years old. He's not getting any younger. You have to go... And what Pat Riley likes to do, you have to go all in sometimes. He's done it in the past with the 06 team. And I think if he sees an avenue where he doesn't have to give up Bam Adebayo or Jimmy Butler, he's going to do it. And Pat Riley has shown us that he will do it. He'll pull the trigger on a trade like that.
I'm with you, but I think what's happening on the text line right now goes to show you what a heated debate this can be at 786-360-0790. Texter says, and I think maybe he didn't realize at first that we're on his side here, but he says, you guys are high on cheap crack. I would help Nunn and Hero pack myself if it meant getting Bradley Beal. I don't know if I'd go quite that far, but I do agree. I think it's a trade worth making. Another texter says, Beal just turned 27 last month. Hero's peak will never be what Beal currently is. So those are people who agree that trade is worth making, okay? Then we also get... You guys need to stop talking that bleep. The Warriors almost traded Klay and Steph for CP3, and look how they evolved. Two of the best shooters in the game, and they're babies and don't cost anything. Let's put them in our culture, texture, right? I guess on the guys we already have, and let them evolve. We can have a baby dynasty in our future. Another texture says, you guys are crazy. Beal is a decent player. Decent player. He says decent player, but for Hero and Robinson, no way, he says. So, I mean, Solana right there, 50-50.
Dono, those are all fair points, by the way. I see somebody say that, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, right, they were going to trade him and they didn't. Look what they evolved into. But Steph Curry was drafted in 2011. He wasn't the Steph Curry that we see now, right, one of the best players in NBA history. He wasn't that until the 2015 season. Remember, LeBron James leaves to Cleveland. That's who they meet in the NBA Finals. So it took him about 4 years to become one of the best players in the NBA, or the best player in the NBA, arguably. You can't wait 4 years for Tyler Hero to develop into, hopefully, a shell of Steph Curry, a shell of Klay Thompson, because I don't think you can say Tyler Hero is going to be Klay Thompson. Like, we can hope that, and under Eric Spoelstra, maybe it's a possibility. I'll be optimistic about it, but let's be real here. Let's jump back down to earth. You can't expect Tyler Hero to be Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. And even if he did, it would take him a couple years to become that. We don't have a couple years. Jimmy Butler's in his 30s. You can't wait 4 years for Tyler Hero to hopefully become that. If you have a trade possibility where you can bring in somebody who is already a top 15, top 20 NBA player, and he satisfies what you need, which is scoring, three-point shooting, which is what Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero do, you have to do it if you're the Miami Heat. I think it's absurd to turn the other way for a trade that can automatically make you a contender in the NBA. And Dono, I'll say it again. You found Duncan Robinson, who became a prolific scorer for you. You found him out of nowhere. You found Wayne Ellington, who was kind of just this journeyman, three-point shooter around the NBA. He came to the Heat and was one of the most important players for this team. And you know, it's fair to say that this team wasn't doing anything when Wayne Ellington was an important scorer for them. But you find these three-point shooters who become role players. That Heat have done it time and time again. They'll do it. They'll continue doing that. But now they'll have Bradley Beal, so they won't need to rely on Duncan Robinson scoring. Like, you have to keep your eye on the prize here, which is championships. Bradley Beal makes you a championship contender. Tyler Hero in 2021 and Duncan Robinson don't.
That's it, 100%. Let's bring in Dan Day for some headlines.
These headlines are brought to you by Resorts World Bimini. They have opened today and invite you to come be safe in the sun. Turquoise waters, white sandy beaches, and so much fun. Learn more at rwbimini.com. That's rwbimini.com. Marlins CEO Derek Jeter says the MLB and MLBPA has no trust between each other. Nonetheless, the Fish return to team workouts tomorrow.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I mean, when I was following the whole saga, right, that came to the Players Association and the owners finally agreeing to actually have a season, like, I mean, they were all lying to each other. You know, they weren't negotiating in good faith. That relationship seems pretty broken. It's almost kind of miraculous that they're actually even holding this 60-game season. But, you know, listen, I'm interested to see what the Marlins can do in a 60-game sample. And one thing, Solana, one of the reasons why I'm just not as big of a baseball fan as I used to be and why I just don't rate it as highly as I rate some of the other major sports is when you're playing a 162-game season, just none of the regular season games feel all that important, you know, unless you're getting towards, you know, October and you're trying to get into the playoffs, that some of the early games just feel less relevant. At least in a 60-game season, every game is going to feel important.
Yeah, no, that's fair, Dono. And, like, I haven't really cared too much about the Major League Baseball or Marlins regular season. And it sucks to remember this, but since Jose died, but those Jose Saturday games at Marlins Park, well, like, those were the games that I used to pay attention to. I watched every single time Jose Fernandez pitched. And since he tragically died, I you know, honestly, like, I haven't been tuned into Marlins baseball. But I will say, Dono, I'm not sure if Dan Day was going to get to this or not, but the Max Meyer era, Meyer Mania has officially begun because the Miami Marlins yesterday, they signed Max Meyer, third overall pick in the 2020 MLB draft. So Meyer Mania, I'm all in on it. I know Dan Day is all in on Meyer Mania. It has officially begun, the Max Meyer era in South Florida. He's being added to the 60-man roster. Meyer Mania, baby.
A lot of talk that he's going to play this season too, so let's look forward to that. Okay, here we go. As predicted,
I mean, hold on. I don't know what just happened.
I had to gather myself. I'm just the Meyer Mania. I'm just maxed out on it. I had to just.
What a delightful segue.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of somebody that has Meyer Mania, as predicted by our very own Alejandro Solana, Kobe Bryant has been named the third cover star of NBA 2K21, along with Zion Williamson and Damian Lillard.
Yeah, when I saw that story before the show, I immediately sent the news article to Solana, and I said, you nailed it. Like, your prediction was on point. And Solana, I think I'm giving you too much credit because it was probably a very easy to predict, very easy prediction to make. I know so little about the different editions of NBA 2K because anytime I buy that game, I just get like the base package for, you know, the least amount of money as possible. So what do they have, like three different tiers of that game you were telling me? And like if I buy the Kobe Bryant edition, what do I get from that game that I don't get from the base game?
So a little clarification here. So now that we kind of know a little more transparency on what's happening. So the different editions will be for different consoles. So again, we've talked about right. So
it's going to be on like the PS5.
Right. So Damian Lillard, he's the cover athlete for the current generation of software. So PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Zion Williamson, he's going to be the cover athlete for the next gen release, which will be the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X. So those are the new consoles that are coming out closer around Christmas time that are going to cost parents a fortune when their kids find out how amazing the graphics are. But Kobe,
you know what? I'm just thinking about that. Like, if I were like a 9-year-old kid and I asked my parents to buy me like a $500-$600 video game for Christmas, like, they would laugh in my face. Like, wait, you want me to spend how much on your Christmas? Are you kidding me?
We'll double that $500-$600. The PlayStation 5, once you factor in controllers, video games for it, it's gonna cost you anywhere between $700 to $1,000. Easy.
Bro, when my kid is old enough to ask for that for Christmas, he's getting a lump of coal. Like, even for suggesting, like, I spend $800-$900 on his gift, like, he is getting coal, a lump of coal in his stocking.
So the Mamba Forever Edition that's coming out, it's gonna be available on both the current platforms, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the new consoles that are coming out later. And what that normally will give you, these like legendary editions, it comes with like more coins that you can use in the game. So for in-game purchases, when you're trying to create your own player to become an NBA superstar, you have to like play games, and in turn you receive what's called the VC. But when you buy these like legendary editions, you already come with like, let's say, 100,000 VC that you can use on in-game purchases.
I'm sorry I asked you to explain that, because I got really bored when you got to the VC stuff. Yeah. Anything else, Dan?
Well, with all this stress of Christmas in July, let's relax a little bit and take a step into the day spa.
Oh, no, Dan Day. I have to apologize. I did not have the day spa open, ready to go. And that's not, Dono, that's on me just being a bad producer.
That's not terrible. A problem. We can always step in. Oh, see?
There it is.
The music just appears. Like, whether you have it ready or not, it just happens.
Just make it happen, man. A Tampa family has adopted an alligator with missing limbs after finding the reptile on its front doorstep.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. Like, I guess that's a nice thing to take in a disabled alligator. Because, Dan, like, I'm guessing minus a couple of limbs, like, he might be very vulnerable in the wild. Yes, I just, you know, I hope that thing doesn't, like, you know, find their meth stash and go hog wild. I know we've heard stories like that in the day spa before.
That would be crazy. An alligator missing some limbs, all hopped up on meth. Yeah. But isn't that so Florida right there? Some people, you wake up, you find a baby on your doorstep in Florida. A gator.
How many limbs was he missing, do you know?
Two, an arm and a leg.
Huh. Now, aren't they all legs as far as an alligator's
concerned? I guess a front and a back, you know, side. Okay. He was missing one side.
Dono asking
Does he constantly walk in circles?
Dono asking the important questions. Aren't they all legs?
Oh, man, I always love stepping into the day spot with Dan Day. Oh, my God. If you want to text us, 786-360-0790. We're going to have another Into the Archives when we come back. We're keeping it all food-related on the Into the Archives today. You know, 4th of July coming up, a big food holiday. We talked a lot of food on the show yesterday. We're going to hear Into the Archives with some sports bar talk next here on Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I would say my suggestion to everyone is don't get chlamydia.
We're going to hear a classic Hawk and Crowder segment in a moment. But before we do that, let's get a COVID-19 update from Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, let's do it quick because that is really, I think this is one of everybody's favorite best ofs we're about to hear. This update is sponsored by Air Pros. This is courtesy of Local10.com. The latest numbers and for Florida, and a message from the City of Miami Mayor. Florida reported over 10,000 new cases of COVID-19 today. That breaks the state's one-day record yet again as leaders work to prevent further spread over the July 4th holiday weekend today. Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez, he said the face covering should be seen as, quote, a symbol of respect and also the key to preventing another shutdown. This comes hours after he announced that masks must be worn outdoors in public throughout the county, regardless if social distancing can be maintained, an expansion of the mask mandate that was first ordered in April. I'll also remind everybody that beaches in Miami-Dade County, Broward County, and Dono, I believe Palm Beach County as well, are all shut down, are all closed for the July 4th weekend. So that's the mayor of Miami-Dade County reminding everybody to please wear a mask. This update on COVID-19, powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros at AirProsACRepair.com.
Thanks, Solana. Pretty sobering numbers there. So let's lighten the mood a little bit and step into the archives.
Right here,
let's
go back.
Yeah, Solana, I'm loving the food theme today for Into the Archives. And I, to be honest, I'm not sure if I heard this particular segment or not, but you mentioned it. Oh, here goes my Don Draper phone. You mentioned that it's one of the favorites. So let the people know what they can hear in this one.
Yeah, go ahead, pick up the phone, let Don Draper hear. So this is actually kind of two segments mixed into one. This just kind of happened out of nowhere, Dono. Hawk and Crowder stumble into a conversation about how sports bars, when you're sitting at a sports bar, no matter where you are in the United States, South Florida, anywhere, the hardest thing to get done at a sports bar is have the server, the waitress, the bartender change the channel for the TV. If you're at a sports bar, for some reason, you can never get the game you want to watch on a TV because the person working at the sports bar just makes it seem like the biggest hassle ever. And Hawk and Crowder, Hawk especially, just rant about this. People were texting in. People were dying of laughter. One, because it's true. And two, because it was just so hilarious to talk about it. So here's Hawk and Crowder kind of ranting about the lack of TV channel awareness at sports bars.
We had some workers in here during the last segment, during this segment, and I thought they were rearranging our TV monitors in here. The TV monitors were placed in here. They're like 4-inch TVs, and they're behind us. I don't even, like, I mean, honestly, if this was a sports bar, I'd leave and go somewhere else that I could see. You ever walk into a sports bar and they seat you, and there's no, like, you're like craning to see a TV. This is where I work. I can't see anything. They're small monitors. So we had workers in here this entire segment who I thought were putting in new TV monitors. And now I have realized all they were doing was making the clock harder to see.
Good work, fellas.
Did you see what they did?
Oh, no, I noticed. And they looked important. They weren't important at all.
They made the clock more difficult to see.
You talk about those restaurants, though. Then you call the guy over and say, hey, can you put on the Dolphins game here? Let me get the general manager.
This is the craziest thing. Drives me bleeping crazy. You ask someone at a restaurant to change a channel, it's like asking someone to put in the coordinates for the Hubble Space Telescope because you want it to look at Mars instead of Pluto. Like, they look at you like you're, oh, is that on American TV? Yeah, it's on American TV.
Let me call corporate.
I don't know if we, what do we, I think we have Adelphia here. Adelphia? Adelphia? There is no Adelphia. I got to see if my general manager's in. You what? Why did I become Archie Bunker? You what?
You're right, though.
It's the craziest thing.
Everybody got to talk to their general manager.
It's the craziest thing to change a television channel. I don't know. There's got to be some paperwork for this. What game did you want on? Do you have a pen?
You know what? Then they ask you what stations it's on.
Yeah, I go.
You don't have internet?
You wouldn't have the FIU game by any chance. I want to see if, Butch Davis, FIU. Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, it's on Raycom Sports. Yeah, just put it on. There's not a TV in the world that you can't talk to now. Put on FIU. Boop, FIU.
Bounce up.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Gets to me.
They go, yeah, I could change that in a second. I got to fax corporate. Do you have any, do you have any of the thermal paper?
I'll print you a new show sheet.
He tore that show sheet up.
Drives me crazy, man. You touched a nerve. Drives me crazy.
It gets to me, too.
Because you know what it is? You go to a sports bar. You know before you ask the server when you're going to ask them to change the station. You know it's just not going to be an easy transaction. Mm-hmm. It's like calling the cable company to tell them that the bill is off. You just know it's not going to be an easy transaction. So it's the simplest thing in the world. There's the TV. It's got, you know, a few hundred channels. Put on a different one that's on right now.
Yes.
And they come over, and it's like they've never heard of this before. You know what I mean? Like, it's a they've never heard of this transaction. You know, I was thinking I'd have a better view if you could put the Panthers game over here, the Panthers game. What is the Panthers? What is the Panthers? What is that, some zoo channel? You're looking for the Animal Planet? No. I'm looking for the Florida Panthers. They're a hockey team, and you're working at a sports bar?
Let me call corporate.
Well, let me call someone. I got to look corporate. At my phone list. The craziest thing.
It gets to me.
You might as well say to them, listen, koliki takati, koliki takata.
Yes.
Because you'll get the same look. I'm so angry.
I'm glad I got you going.
But that is. I'll tell you what annoys me the most about it. It's not the fact that they can't do it. You just know it's going to be this long transaction, and they're going to look at you like you've asked them to do something insane.
Oh, yeah. And then the manager comes off. He's pissed now, and he does it in two clicks.
Comes over. You're bothering him now.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch the Panthers game. This one. Yeah, that one. Boop, boop.
You good?
Yeah, sorry, Jack. You called yourself a sports bar. My bad.
We're on the same page.
It should be your decision to take Judge Judy off. Sorry, I had to let you know.
People get mad at me for putting on fishing.
Can you put on Babe Winkleman? Babe, what?
I tell him I'm watching. Hey, can you change that? I'm watching this. I'm watching Roland Martin. Really?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. One of my greatest pet peeves.
You lit up. I didn't know that was going to get you
going.
They
look at you. They've never heard of the home teams. Never heard of them. Hey, can you put on the University of Miami Hurricanes? What? You've never heard of the University of Miami Hurricane? Well, let's start here. What sports teams have you heard of? The Yankees. Set your ass down. You go to a sports bar and you go, I want the bacon barbecue burger, but I want the bacon extra crispy. I don't want barbecue sauce. I'd prefer to have mayo. I don't want the cheddar. Hey, that's on you. If they don't feel like doing that, they want to give you attitude, they get it wrong, that's on you. The changing of the channel is a task we all do at home. Like, it's not like they bring in waiters and waitresses from another planet. Like, they're not shuttling them in from Abu Ghraib prison, and they've never seen a remote control before. So here are some of the texts. Your last segment was Radio Gold. I lost control of my car. Every point you made was exactly on point. They always have 5 TVs with the same golf channel on and 1 TV with the prank show, which is an infomercial. Everyone knows it. It's exactly right. And this is what happens. You ask the waitress, you go, hey, do you think you could put the Miami Heat game on over there? And there's golf on the TV. Someone's watching that. You know, I'm the only person in here. No one's watching that. And the tournament hasn't started. They're at the driving range. So even if someone was watching it, it's not because they want to.
You know what else gets to me? It's happened to me recently. It's at night. After the show, I went to watch a game with my buddies. Jalen and Jacoby's on. This is a talk show.
It's a talk show.
It's quiet. I don't know what these two guys are saying.
It's not even good when you have sound because it's a radio show.
It is.
When you don't have sound, it is. What waiter or waitress walks past that all day at the restaurant and says, yeah, that makes sense.
Two guys sitting at a desk that we can't hear.
You have no idea what they're saying.
It happened to me last week.
Somebody says the worst is when you go to a sports bar and there's TVs. Some of them are cable. Some of them are satellite. So the TV you're watching always 10 seconds behind what everyone else is watching, they're all cheering. Oh, does that drive me crazy?
Yes. Is there a limit on satellite connections? Why don't they put them all on the same channel?
Well, I think they have it just in case, like for satellite, you know, rain comes in and goes out, they've got the backup or whatever. But if you can't get them all matched up, don't put them all on then.
You have to understand, people are coming here because they can't go to the game.
They want to watch the game there.
And I don't want the fat dude across the bar to let me know if this third down's completed. I want to watch the third down throw. I want to watch the completion.
I'm with you on this, Hawk. Can't even have local games. It's always non-sports games. They look at you like you have three heads when you ask them to put the Heat game on. Dan Day was saying it to me. He's like, you go there and you go, hey, can you put the Heat game on? What is the Heat? What? Where am I?
It's true.
Somebody texts in. This one bar I go to never has sports games on, especially local games. They have the car auction channel, horse racing, hunting, and Fox News. Yeah. I go, what's going on here? You have a sports themed menu. There's a bat on the sign out front.
Every jersey.
The mat to lead you in is a basketball. And you walk in, there's a car auction on. I don't want to watch the Barrett car auction. Now somebody does text in. I work at a sports bar, and allow me to say this. If you order boneless wings and dinosaur nuggets, you're not allowed to pick the channel. That's fair. That's fair.
Somebody that really works there, is there a rule on being night turning so many TVs on? They have. I'm just trying to find a reason why it's so difficult. I'm trying to problem solve.
This is what the texter says. I'm glad my girlfriend isn't in the car with me right now because she's a manager at a large sports bar and is the only one that programs the TVs. I would not be allowed to listen to your show anymore. Listen, if you program the TVs, look at the TV guide before the shift starts.
Yeah.
If you're programming the TVs and you program in the Barrett Sports Auction, car auction, sorry.
You know, at the Ale House, there's like a little bat cave that they have to go in to change the channel.
Right. It really is like the bat cave. You expect Alfred to be in there.
And it's locked. Like, is there a bunch of crazy vigilantes changing the TVs? Why is the door locked on the TV change station?
They should allow the patrons to change the TVs to whatever they want to watch.
I'm with you. What harm is it going to do?
They look at you like you've asked them, like, sorry that I took you away from your adding machine in the office to come out and change the channel.
Another texter. When they ask you what the channel is and you tell them and they don't know what ABC is.
Right.
It's on ABC. And what channel's that?
What number's that?
I don't know what cable you have, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you have, dynamic cable vision? Let me check my list.
You ever had a waitress tell you, no, we can't tonight. We're not changing the channels tonight. What?
Really? Someone said to me, I'm not changing the channels tonight. I'd walk my ass out of there.
You throw your dinosaur nuggets at her. You take these back.
Somebody texted, this is the content I'm here for. This is a major problem with our local bars. It's embarrassing.
Especially when it's one game on. Like, Thursday night football, Monday night football. Like, what?
It's infuriating to me. I don't get it. Even like, I know, like All-Star weekend, it's not a huge sports weekend, but if you're at a sports bar and you go, hey, can you put the Home Run Derby on? What is that? Is that a movie? Huh? I didn't ask you to put on Sandlot. I asked you to put on the Home Run Derby. What channel is it on? Well, there's three choices, don't you think, sir? It's either MLB, ESPN, or MLB or ESPN. Put it on. or TBS, whatever it's on.
I wouldn't mind seeing The Rocket Rodriguez. Isn't that his name in Sandlot? The Rocket?
I don't mind that either. If they put it, like, if there's nothing on, you're there in the afternoon, put on a sports movie.
No, they got to. You got to give me that Chive TV. You got to give me that Chive,
so
baby.
Good.
You got to give me
so
Chive.
Good, yeah.
I'm telling you, baby, if you don't have no sports on, don't give me nothing but Chive.
Chive TV.
How do they have so many good videos,
I don't
right?
No, beautiful. See the guy fall on his face for the 800th time.
Come out there and someone comes out, the smart person, right? With the remote. This is how you get the upgrade. This is how you get the promotion there. You know how to work a remote? Yeah. All right, they're a shift manager. They come out there and they start looking at the remote. They're pointing, it's not working. They fumble with the batteries a little bit. Then they think that they think you're a dog. That you're going to lose interest in the ball you were trying to get under the couch,
like
30 seconds, the dog wants that ball, and then all of a sudden there's a rabbit runs by and he forgot that the ball exists, and that's what the manager's waiting. They're waiting for you to lose interest. Mozzarella sticks good, yeah, all right, yeah, And then they walk away, and it's like, no, bro, I'm not a Shih Tzu.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, like. Two separate conversations.
No, man.
It needed to be said.
Something that has to be talked about because, as we see on the text line, this is a problem.
Yeah, it needed to be said.
That was unbelievable. Like that is a Hall of Fame into the archives. So spot on about changing the damn channel. It's like asking someone to put in the nuclear codes. Changing the channel at a sports bar, man. Alex Dono alongside Alex Solana. Coming up next, we'll wrap up the 3 o'clock hour. The most ridiculous thing, well, one of the most ridiculous things Skip Bayless has said this week, next year on Hawk and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Here is my Mount Rushmore of donut flavors at Dunkin' Donuts. Chocolate Frosted, Boston Cream, Maple Frosted, and Munchkins.
I think it's pretty good, yeah.
Brand new Lamborghini. Reminder that you can listen to us on the radio.com app. Download the app and make either 560 The Joe or The Ticket your favorite station. Sign up for notifications and you'll never miss a guest or moment. And do not forget to check out the radio.com rewind feature. I'm a huge fan of that, by the way. You can go back and listen to any show at any time you want. It's like DVR on the app. Download the radio.com app now. You know, I got to admit, I sometimes forget that Skip Bayless is still on TV. Because, you know, the whole Fox Sports 1 thing. Like, I used to watch that channel when the UFC was on Fox Sports. And, you know, now that they're over on ESPN, I tend to kind of forget they exist unless I'm watching, like a German Bundesliga game or something. But Skip Bayless, I do enjoy his hot takes. But I don't think I could possibly disagree with him more than on this take that he had today, Solana. So just to give a little background, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, of the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't even know why I have to mention that. You
former
all know
Heedle, former, excuse me, future Heedle.
Future Heedle.
Future Heedle.
Giannis Antetokounmpo has claimed that this, you know, heading into that Orlando bubble, will be the toughest NBA title to win. Here's Skip Bayless's response to that.
The truth is, this will be by far the easiest championship ever there was to win, because I want you to think about what's about to happen.
What?
These players do not have to travel to a single game. There is no air travel. There are no coast-to-coast flights. There are no time zone changes. You get to stay. It's not your own bed, but it'll feel like your own bed after about 3 months, because you'll have everything set up in your own room. You're not exactly in solitary prison confinement. You're in the Walt Disney bubble in Orlando.
Okay, Solana, I don't understand, like, his point, because what does any of what he just said, that Skip Bayless on Undisputed on Fox Sports 1, what does any of that have to do with making a championship easier to win? Like, doesn't he understand that in the case of the Milwaukee Bucks, who, you know, would have had home court advantage all the way through, that they lose that advantage by playing games in empty arenas in neutral sites, and nobody's played basketball in 3 months, so you make things incredibly more random. I mean, I don't understand how, like, if his point is that life is not going to be so bad staying at a hotel in Disney World for, you know, a couple of months, okay, I get that, because some people act as though being in the bubble is like being in prison. I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. So I can understand why you would argue the bubble won't be that much a pain and suffering. But like, are you with him at all, Solana, to say that this is going to be by far the easiest championship to win? Makes no sense to me.
No, it makes no sense. You know what Skip Bayless is doing here, Dono. Everybody's trying to really end the narrative that this NBA championship will have an asterisk on it. Nobody was coming out and saying that this would be the easiest NBA championship to win. So Skip Bayless realized that. He said, all right, I'll have that take. Nobody else has that take. I'll have that take. That's what Skip Bayless does. So I tend not to get outraged, but you're right. Like, this makes no sense. These guys in the middle of their season, or towards the end of their season with 12, 14 games left, had to halt everything that they had been doing. And now it's 4 months later. Some of their teammates aren't even going to play, and they have to pick everything back up again after 4 months of being locked in their houses, now locked in a bedroom that they've never slept in before. Like, it makes no sense that this will be the easiest NBA championship to win. It makes zero sense.
I mean, it's going to make things a little bit easier for the lower seeds, because you're not going to have to play 4 out of 7 games on the road, but like, this is Giannis Antetokounmpo who said it. Like, it doesn't make it any easier for the Bucks. It makes things worse for the Bucks because they lose their home court advantage. Like, I don't understand why that's the hill that I almost called him Stephen A. Smith. No, that Skip Bayless wants to die on. And by the way, I do. Hearing that, though, I do kind of miss Skip and Stephen A. together.
Yeah.
Because the two, I mean, and it's not to say that, like, I don't have any problem with Max Kellerman. He's just, like, he's not the hot take machine that Skip Bayless is. Like, there was just something so magical, and I still watch First Take a lot, but there was something so magical about the hot takes from Skip, the hot takes from Stephen A. I mean, that set could not even contain the two of them. I miss the two of them together.
Yeah, and Max Kellerman, like, he's pretty good. I mean, look, I know people love to hate on First Take, right? Because it is what it is. It's a hot take. 2 hours of just hot takes, and there's ever very little analytics behind it. Like, it's just Stephen A. Smith rambling, Max Kellerman yelling at him, and that's what Undisputed is too. Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless just yelling at each other. But I take it for what it is. People who have to give and have to have an opinion on every single sports story in the United States, and they do an entertaining job at it. Like, they really do. I take it for what they're doing. I take it for what it is.
So, big 4 o'clock hour coming up, around 4:35, we're going to go back into the archives, and I love this one, everyone's Mount Rushmore of cookies. We're going to, instead of the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to have Jay Figg on assignment in the 4 p.m. hour at 4:15. We're going to get her movie review and suggest her movie to watch over the long weekend coming up. And coming up next, we'll have Dan Day's headlines. Keep it locked to Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.